Can torture ever be justified to gain intelligence related to terrorist activity? Western Michigan University philosophy professor Fritz Allhoff believes the answer is yes.
When torture could or would be justified, or it's going to be in exceedingly rare cases, and it's going to be in cases when the only way to get life-saving information would be through torture, when other alternatives have been exhausted, when there are time constraints, when the costs of not getting the information would be very high.
Fritz Allhoff is also the author of Terrorism, Ticking Time Bombs, and Torture. Now, you make an argument that torture almost certainly must work some of the time. You also acknowledge it probably does not work all of the time. Don't we have to try to pin down a percentage here if we're going to move forward? I mean, there's a big difference if torture is working 10% of the time or 50% of the time, right?
Right, absolutely. So from a utilitarian perspective, the percentages are important insofar as they are going to tell us more about the relevant costs and benefits. But even if torture doesn't work all the time, say it only does work 10% of the time, if you have a 10% chance of saving thousands of lives, your expected outcome would still be to save, say, a few hundred lives. So even if the torture only works, say, 1 out of 10 times, but in so doing you save 1,000 lives, it could still come out justified, I think.
Allhoff says in order to justify torture, the benefits have to outweigh the costs. And he says those costs are high.
There's a lot of costs, and the costs aren't just the pain inflicted upon the person being tortured. That's a very real and very substantial cost. But there are a lot of other important costs in terms of the structure of our society, our desensitization toward violence.
You also say it could exacerbate the problem of terrorism.
It could exacerbate terrorism, right. I mean, it could be the case that some militant terrorist, knowing that their colleagues have been tortured, could be steeled for further terrorism. So, sure, all of that has to go into the calculus, and that's absolutely critical. And to be sure, that definitely undermines the case for torture. The question is whether it annihilates that case, or whether we could still, in certain idealized or extreme circumstances, have it be the case that once we tell the full story, accounting for all the costs, the ledger could still come out positive.
The capture and killing of Osama bin Laden, now almost 2 years ago, also brought some new attention to the issue of torture, because some people believed that enhanced interrogation led to the information that gave his whereabouts. There's a lot of dispute about that. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say that that's true, that it was some sort of torture that got the intelligence information the U.S. needed to find Osama bin Laden. Does that qualify as a ticking time bomb scenario, absent some information that he was ready to hatch a plot?
I'm not sure that it does, and I think you got it just right. It's the operational control that bin Laden would have had over al-Qaeda just before his death was likely so eviscerated that it's just not obvious that killing him would have stopped any future attacks. It's also quite possible, as you suggested earlier, that turning him into a martyr could create even more attacks. So at least in the bin Laden context, that to me is not an obvious case of justified torture. We'd need to know more, which we don't, sort of what operational stature he had at that stage of his career and whether he was still presiding over military operations or not. And I just can't imagine that he would have been. I mean, he was so isolated at that stage. He had to hide. So I'm just not sure that he would have been in a position to affect the sort of mass casualties that would have been important for me in terms of thinking that torture would have been justified.
One of the things you say about torture is that it does not address the root causes of terrorism. In that way, is torturing, perhaps if it happens, a bit of a failure, that things reached this point where torture would be necessary under your guidelines to try and prevent some sort of a terrorist attack?
Absolutely. And I think the torture comes way too late. You know, even in the most compelling case for torture, it comes when we have a terrorist in custody, we have a bomb getting ready to go off, we have a lot of people prospectively who are going to die. But that story doesn't even begin to answer deeper questions to, well, why did this happen in the first place? Why do we have terrorists? Why do we have terrorists planting bombs? And so forth and so on. So, of course, I wish there wasn't torture. I wish there didn't ever need to be torture. But to move toward a world in which we don't have terrorism, there's a lot of stuff that we'd have to figure out first, having to do with religious extremism, having to do with poverty, having to do with the place of American culture in the world, and so forth and so on. So torture certainly isn't going to fix everything, and there's a lot of important work that needs to be done to forestall the root causes of terrorism, and that's an important project. The issue still, though, has to do with if we find ourselves in an emergency situation where a bomb's getting ready to go off somewhere and we don't know where it is, then what are we supposed to do about it?
Western Michigan University philosophy professor Fritz Ahlhoff is the author of Terrorism, Ticking Time Bombs, and Torture. Links with more information and a longer version of this interview can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.